Yesterday we talked about one verse. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. And I started talking about the Jebusites, which are one of the seven tribes that were in the land of Canaan that were God instructed them to Israel to get rid of by any means. And we found out that it says that the Jebusites are still in the land until this day. The thing that, the Jebusite represents hope. There is no word, there's no place in the Old Testament where the word that we would normally translate as hope exists. The Hebrew word that doesn't exist is tikva. It does not occur. And it means, it's the normal word for hope, but it means a strong core even in there. All the other words that are translated as hope, there are many, but they are batak, which means trust, chul, which means to stay anchored, yakhol, which means to wait with confidence, betak, which is confidence itself, and mashin, which means refuge. All these words are translated in the King James Version as hope. In English, the word hope means the expectation of some good thing. The problem is that we've translated our English word for hope into the mystery of God. And it's heresy. The Jews' word always had to do with trust centered on God alone. He alone was the source of refuge, deliverance, blessing. And so there was no word in the Bible, no word in the Torah, no word in the law, no word in the writings that meant the expectation of some good thing. And yet the basis of life in the English-speaking world is hope. And that's why I said you cannot experience the gift of faith until you have come to the end of all hope. Because in the New Testament, hope is centered exclusively in the resurrection of Christ. And so when it says faith is the substance, faith is the basis of the resurrection, the hope for, the conviction that it's true, even though it's not seen. Now, every other belief, no matter how many times you use the word Christ, is heresy. You know, 1,000 times since we've been investigating the evangelists and others, somebody has said, well, at least they're giving them hope. Well, but that's the point. They're giving them hope in the wrong thing.
It's so amazing listening. I have to stay in a relaxed state because these definitions of words rearrange the
rocks,
the paths of my brain. And if I don't stay relaxed, I hold fast to my old definition no matter what you say. But while you were talking about hope here, I was able to, it was almost like the ground was being plowed up because I've never really heard that before. How hope is really should mean trust and not imply you'll get something.
But it's trust that is directly placed in the Old Testament only on God.
Right.
It has nothing to do with hoping for something.
Yeah, it's a different word, different meaning.
Let's look at some of those. Okay?
It really kind of blew my mind here about hope. The first thing you said that was hope. How am I wrong?
Hope.
Hope.
So does everybody else. The expectation of some good thing. The hope for it. The hope for good grades. The hope for health. The hope for a normal life, the hope for health.
It's all me-centered.
But it's never, never, never in either the Old or the New Testament.
You said one of the names was a strong cord.
Yeah.
I wonder if that could be a car problem.
Could be.
Yeah.
We carry the cart rope. We're pulling the weight from the world with the cart rope.
Hope I could drag all this into the kingdom.
Can you see why, maybe understand why I have punctured all your balloons of hope and expectation?
Because you like to make people mad.
Because I like to make people mad at me, yeah. Huh?
It's fun to do that.
Yeah, you like it when I do it to somebody else. You sit and laugh your butt off when I do it to Ken.
I do too.
Kent, I mean, huh?
I like it when you do it to somebody else too.
But can you see how hope is the foundation of human race? Hope for peace. Hope for riches. Hope for health. Hope that someday I'll cross, as a believer, someday I'm going to cross the River Jordan and enter into Beulah Land. Songs, even the religious songs are about it. That's why I've said so often, if you're not in heaven today, you will never will be. Oh, I just hope for the best for my children. I hope all of the good things are connected with hope. How can this be? Let's look at a few of these. Let's go to Job. Job is just before Psalms. Job 6.
This just makes me think about the tremendous responsibility of someone who this is revealed to, and then you know the truth, and you gotta say it, or else you gotta retreat into lies and deception. And if you're gonna say it, people are gonna get mad at you. So, you know, there shouldn't be many teachers because they
will offend everyone.
Yeah.
In many ways.
In many ways. Wow.
Mimi, hope is a bubble. Hope is the bubble in which you've placed your dreams and in little writings and your ambitions. They're just goofy. You really know it?
I just heard it.
When you relax your
knees. If I don't move.
More than I'm putting
my thoughts.
Verse 15, Job 6. My brethren have dealt deceitfully as a brook, and as the stream of brooks they pass away, which are blackish by reason of the ice, and wherein the snow is hid. What time they wax warm, they vanish. When it is hot, they are consumed out of their place. He's talking about his brethren, the people, Eliphaz and Timmy, whatever his name is. The guys that are advising him. Their paths, the paths of their way are turned aside. They go to nothing and perish. The troops of Tema looked. Their companies of Sheba waited for them. They were confounded because they had hoped. They had trusted. They had confidence in the wrong thing. The word hope there is batak, or had they had confidence in the wrong thing. They hoped, they were confounded because they had hoped. They came thither and were ashamed, for now you are nothing, etc., etc., etc. Let's go to Psalms 31. Or Psalm 16. verse 7. I will bless the Lord who hath given me counsel. My reins also instruct me in the night season. I have set the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I shall not be moved. Therefore, my heart is glad and my glory rejoiceth. My flesh also doth rest. The word rest there is betach. I have total confidence in the Lord. My flesh shall rest in hope, in total confidence. And remember, the Psalms are the prayers of Christ. They were written by the Spirit of Christ in David. They were spoken by Christ, made flesh, the Word made flesh, and they are for only Christ in you, the hope of glory. The Proverbs compare the harlot and the bride.
That's interesting there, the hope of glory. With wrong definition, hearing that, it's still an expectation that something good is going to come of you someday.
Remember, glory is only concerned with the transfiguration, or your catching up, not, and hope is only in the resurrection.
It's almost like it should be certainty of glory, or
confidence.
Confidence.
Psalm 31.
Yeah, I was thinking, you know, I didn't know what I knew about hope now. Not a whole lot. But if I read that, you know, I know some of the churches I read that, I would
place your hope, in your own.
A good thing, you know, having hope.
Right. Hope is a good thing because I'm expecting some good. I have anticipation or expectation of some good thing that's happening to me. So I'll place the name hope on my idolatry.
If I hang around long enough.
All right, Psalm 31. Verse 21. Blessed be the Lord, for he has showed me his marvelous kindness in a strong city. Remember, the only strong city is the New Jerusalem. For I said in my haste, I am cut off from before thine eyes. Nevertheless, thou heardest the voice of my supplications when I cried unto thee. O love the Lord, all ye saints, for the Lord preserveth the faithful and plentifully rewardeth the proud doer. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart, all ye that hope in the Lord. Hope is yakal. It means to wait with confidence on him alone. Not hope in the Lord that he's going to do something for you. That's how you are deceived. He is everything that you could hope for. When we get to healing, it's in the New Testament, it's eonomai or something like that. I'll get it to when I get it. But it means perfect. It's not just like your little fingernail was healed of a cut or something. It's that healed means perfect, without spot or blemish. It doesn't mean he doesn't heal physical ailments when the time is right for his purpose, but it doesn't have anything to do with what the healers say.
All these are wrapped up in Christ himself.
Amen.
Hope or love or, you know, all that stuff. It's like
it's him alone.
Residing in him. And so it takes away the distance or the separation or the time element or anything.
Yeah, and it takes away the opportunity for the religious hucksters. Some of you have been victims of. Some of you have been. Religious con men.
Con men for David.
Just relax here.
All right, Psalm 33.
Verse
Verse 13, the Lord looketh from heaven. He beholdeth all the sons of men. From the place of his habitation he looketh upon all the inhabitants of the earth. He fashioneth all their hearts alike. He considereth all their works. There is no king saved by the multitude of a host. A mighty man is not delivered by much strength. A horse is a vain thing for safety. Neither shall he deliver any by his great strength. Behold, the eye of the Lord is upon them that fear him, upon them that hope in his mercy. Our soul waiteth for the Lord. He alone is our help and shield. For our heart shall rejoice in him, because we have trusted in his holy name. Let thy mercy, O Lord, be upon us, according as we hope in thee. Both those words for hope there are yachal, waiting with perfect confidence.
It's what's striking me is what we're talking about is a description of the resultant state of wisdom, knowledge, faith.
Amen.
Produces hope.
Amen. And that's why faith is the substance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. It cannot have anything attached to the hope except Jesus Christ himself. He is the substance. Faith is the substance of the thing hoped for, the conviction or the evidence of the thing not seen. But hucksters take that. Now faith is going to get you $1 million. Now faith is going to heal your toenail. Am I communicating? Now faith is going to deliver me from my problems. The reason you have problems is God put them there so you could be delivered, not from the problem, but that you could be delivered into and knit together with the brethren. And the thing that you call a problem is what God calls necessary for you to be knit and intertwined together in love. Oh, there's everything that I don't like is a demon. I'm going to go get delivered.
It's really the classic, I guess maybe the only, con. It's, look at this over here. Everything isn't perfect. Everything isn't okay. This thing is over here. It's like building a straw man. And then once the straw man's got your attention, now here, I can give you the solution to this thing. That kind of preaching starts with worshiping lack and greed and avarice and everything else.
The reason that it says, when it says perfect confidence, then that limits really down to just one thing that you can have confidence in. Because everything else, you don't know what's going to happen. There's nothing that you can have confidence in.
Right. That's why it's necessary. Then we talked about, I don't remember if we talked about it, but we did talk about it, that there is nothing solid, even rocks, the earth itself. Nothing is solid. It's all just electrons moving at different degrees. If they're moving real fast, it seems solid. But if you take space out, there's nothing. So when it says all the world is as nothing, it means it. It just blows me away that everything in the universe, everything, every star and constellation and planet and sun and comets and everything on the earth and everything in the entire known universe would, if you took remove space, would fit into a dot that's smaller than your eye can see. Which it turns out that it'll fit into, it is nothing. And the only thing that gives the space dimension is time. And so Revelation 10 says, when the mystery of God is completed, the angel is going to stand up, the seventh angel is going to stand up and declare that the mystery of God is completed, time shall be no more. When time is no more, there's no more space. Instantly. The heavens will melt with fervent heat in an instant. What? Right. Collapses into one point of energy, which is spirit.
quantum physics, they talk about the probability that something exists because they can't actually...
They can't say anything exists.
The analogy we just read a couple minutes ago of a stream is a beautiful one.
Yeah, it just goes by.
Is it dry spell, the stream's gone?
That's why Tilton says his reason he says the same things over and over again is his audience is a stream and not a lake. His audience is a river and not a lake. So he can just say the same thing over and over again. Make a vow, decree a thing. He forgets that was the unwise counselor of Eliphaz in Job, who had counseled Job in all his troubles to make a vow to God, then he could decree a thing and it would come to pass. And God later said to Eliphaz, "You're an idiot." But they used that scripture, all of these hucksters used that scripture to justify you making a vow. Make a vow of faith. Are they the hundredfold blessing? Plant your seed in hot soil. The only time the seed has anything to do is the seed is the sperma of God. Yet they've made the seed money. God help them. All right, Psalm 119. Did I say that?
No.
I just did? Thank you, Ronnie. I wouldn't have known I just did. Psalm 119 is really something, by the way. I don't know how much we've ever talked about it, but there's one letter for each letter of the Hebrew alphabet, and there's 8 verses for each one of the letters of the Hebrew alphabet. And it's like the completion of the completion. But anyway, 119, verse 81. My soul fainteth for thy salvation. Fainteth means I'm always ready to quit. I'm getting tired of this waiting around. My soul fainteth for thy salvation, but I hope in thy word, Yaakov. I have total confidence in thy word, no matter what anything appears to be. Now go to verse 114. And Samek, I hate vain thoughts. Hallelujah. But thy law do I love. Thou art my hiding place and my shield. I hope in thy word. Yaakov. I hope, wait with confidence, only in thy word. Now, verse 145. Kof. I cried with my whole heart, hear me, O Lord. I will keep thy statutes. I cried unto thee, save me, and I shall keep thy testimonies. I prevented the dawning of the morning. In other words, I was awake until dawn, that I might meditate in thy word. No, wait a minute. I prevented the dawning of the morning and cried, I hope in thy word. Hope, Yaakov. Total confidence in only thy word. Psalm 130 from the Psalms of Ascent. Verse 6. My soul waiteth for the Lord more than they that watch for the morning. I say more than they that watch for the morning. Let Israel hope in the Lord. I have total confidence in Him. For with the Lord there is mercy. With Him is plenteous redemption. And He shall redeem Israel from all his iniquities. Let's go back to Psalm 78. In verse 5, He established a testimony in Jacob and appointed a law in Israel, which He commanded our father that they should make them known to their children, that the generation to come might know them, even the children which should be born, who should arise and declare them to their children, that they might set their hope in God and forget not the works of God, but keep His commandments. The hope is again the word betak, total confidence. Psalm 16. Did I go there? Yeah, I already went there. Anyway, we could go on and on and on. Jeremiah and Ezekiel and Lamentations and wherever you see the word hope in the Old Testament, it means confidence, trust, or refuge. But refuge only in God, refuge and trust and confidence only in Him. Nothing else. To hope for anything else is idolatry. You understand that? You really understand it? Has it become meat to you? Or is it just some intellectual exercise? Will you go to war? The next time your mind starts playing, doing his instead of Christ thing, the antichrist thing, doing his little dance, going up to the high places, creating your sorcery and your magic. Wait. That's why waiting with confidence on God is the same as the word love. That's enough for now. We made it through one page of the Jebusites. But again, the reason this is so important is it's the only way you'll understand what the gift of faith is. Otherwise, you will make faith a commodity and hope a dream.
Yeah, that's important. I mean, faith be linked to that. Hoping for something good to happen.
Faith is the substance of things hoped for. The only thing we hope for is the resurrection, the manifestation of the resurrection, the conviction or the evidence of the thing not seen.
It's the thing that we always had confidence in and now appears.
So we have...
Like you're sitting here trying to convince a room full of donkeys to stop following the carrot on the stick. Or let go of the banana inside the monkey trap.
Michael? Michael, number?
I'm two today.
You're two?
Today, oh, yeah.
Oh, you're going to really confuse me.
There's the good Michael, the bad Michael.
And the intermediate Michael.
Always go from your left to right. Oh. I don't have much. That's what the human race does, is hope for something. Yeah, you know, it's just constant.
It's just goofy.
Same old deal. You
know. How does a sheep get lost? One blade of grass at a time. One hope at a time.
You know, you look up here in the middle of the freeway.
Well, and it keeps you out of the moment. You know, there's different... If you have confidence in something, that has to be in the moment.
Amen.
You know, you sit down, your confidence cheers and hold you up.
If you but hope in the right thing...
It's not even a very strong word. It's not even as strong as an expectation, the way we commonly associate hope. It's like we sort of hope that something will happen. We're not even sure.
Yeah, but again, it is.
So it's like even the things we're hoping for that we're just kind of.
You got to hear this. Hope is the expectation of some good thing for you, and it is called idolatry.
It kind of reminds me of conversations that people have, particularly family members, or my family did. Like driving down the car, my mom would kind of bring up a worry, you know, and then we would kind of start reaching for this hopeful solution. And I just remember the anxiety. It's like, you know, we got to find something here, and you know, it's like this. It's not enough. It's never gonna settle, you know.
Remember, you gotta hear that. You gotta connect these two. Hope in anything other than the resurrection is idolatry. Now remember what the Talmud says. If a person, if a man or woman destroyed all of their idolatry, it's as though they kept the entire law perfectly. But if a righteous man has one idol, it's though he did not keep one law. This is why Jesus said, abandon yourself, because he alone has kept the law. He is the fulfillment of the law. Go to Mark. I just remembered a verse that I hadn't thought about for a while.
Or what I want to say, I have a different sense of hearing Scripture this morning, and that we corporately are the bride talking about our husband, and he has so many attributes that one cannot comprehend him. It takes many, and we together can, find out about him, but one-on-one it's not even.
Amen. Listen carefully. Verse Mark chapter 1. The thing that Mark does is he sort of quickly summarizes some of these huge events, like in verse 9 he was baptized. In verse 12 he goes, and 12:13 he goes rushing into the spirit, into the wilderness to be tempted. So he was baptized to fulfill all righteousness. He withstood all of the temptations to solve the world's problems. And then, after John was put in prison and his head was cut off, and John had fulfilled his mission. Now, after that John was put in prison, Jesus came into Galilee preaching the gospel of the kingdom and saying, the time is fulfilled. The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent ye. Turn from yourself and believe the gospel. The time is fulfilled. Time is done. I wish it would just come right now. Any more expansions from the Rutledge camp?
I was thinking of how infuriating it is when someone tries to give advice, tries to get you to go, especially when you're down.
It's just goofy. That's why I hate Bible studies that are, well, here's what you should do about that. Psychobabble. I know, let psychology fix it. Let my opinion fix it. Well, you're just mean, Ollie. You're right. Ken? Understand?
Every day I'm more aware of how many idols I've created. It's just one more idol I need to let go of.
One more? Just one?
Well, every day is one more.
No, just one with regard to hope? There's a multitude. Yeah, that's what. In fact, when I see Jim out there doing the mowing the lawn or the weeding, I always think about that.
Evergreen.
To me, hope is taking that thing back off the altar. If you have confidence, complete confidence in Him, then you place in the altar more for it.
Lord, give me patience, and I want it now. Take it, big guy.